Logistics resource requirements planning slash plan. The process of logistics resource requirements planning results in the LRRP, one of the outputs of DRP. This plan is intended to extend at least 1 year out. The LRRP determines intermediate to long-term distribution resource requirements generated by the inventory replenishment plan and the sales and operations plan, as seen in Exhibit 2-22. Exhibit 2-22, LRRP information flow. This includes reviewing the aggregate channel inventory plan, linked to S&OP. Determining the need for distribution resources for the channel inventory plan. Providing inputs to S&OP on resource adequacy. In the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary, aggregate plan is defined as follows. A plan that includes budgeted levels of finished goods, inventory, production backlogs, and changes in the workforce to support the production strategy. Aggregated information, for example, product line, family, rather than product information is used, hence the name aggregate plan. The LRRP is concerned with these resources, financial, transportation, storage, labor, and equipment. The major inputs are the mid-range channel replenishment forecast and the aggregate channel inventory replenishment plan. Logistics resource requirements planning is a tactical level check of logistics capacity. It is run for each warehouse, all of its available labor by type and all equipment by type. Transportation volume can also be analyzed at this point. For tactical warehouse capacity, all pallet storage bays of similar size are placed in one group, all similar rack storage is aggregated and so on. All types of inventory that use a given storage type are likewise aggregated in like units of measure. These are compared to determine the percentage of filled space of each type per period. This is done for each warehouse. Similarly, aggregate labor and equipment capacity and load can be calculated for each warehouse. For labor, product family labor and equipment standard hours can be set for each operation, which might be generalized into two categories, receiving and put away and picking and shipping. Once these standards are set, they can be used to determine both load and capacity. For transportation load and capacity, information from DRP can help show the timing and quantity of inventory being moved, which can then be used to forecast these costs in advance and better plan transfers to ship more goods with fewer journeys. The key features of the LRRP elements are summarized in Exhibit 2-23.